Hello.
Hi, is Susan
Jeremiah?
Hi, yeah, this is Sam. This is Sam with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, how are you? I'm good, thank you.
I'm well. Yeah, so I know you're working with Jeremiah. I actually am with the underwriting department here. We just got your file transferred over to us, and I just wanted to do a little quality control, ask you a few questions to make sure that we're all on the same page here and that we're, you know, hoping to get the same thing out of this, right?
Okay, hang on. I'm driving. I have to pull over. I guess you heard that big crash.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, I can talk now.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, I just want to confirm a few things and just make sure that our expectations are in line. So I have you down as the 100% owner of the business. Is that correct?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, and you guys have been in business since 2012?
February 2011,
okay. All right.
Utah,
perfect.
13, 14, 15. Yeah.
All right. And as far as what you are looking for here, I'm looking over the notes on the file. I have that we're shooting for about 100,000. Does that sound right to you?
That's perfect.
Okay. All right. Now, can you give me, I guess, kind of a clear idea of what the funds are going to be used for? It looks like there's kind of like a laundry list on here.
Mostly equipment. We need to buy another truck, but it's mostly equipment.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And did you have a specific timeline of when you needed the funds by? Are we working on any sort of deadline, anything like that?
I'd like to have them sooner than later.
Okay. So if we're able to get some options, that makes
sense.
Jeremiah
said something about, I'm sorry, Jeremiah said something about Friday, but I just cut you off. What were you saying?
Well, I just wanted to make sure, you know, if we do have some options for you that make sense, we would be ready to move forward if everything looks good. Okay, perfect. Because these programs, they're tied directly to the cash flow of the business, so the approvals generally have a short shelf life. So if I get you approved, get the final approval, I just want to make sure that it's in a window, that it's still useful to you, so we don't have to go through the whole process a second time.
That's a very good idea.
Yes, okay. So it sounds like
we don't want to do this twice.
Yes, absolutely. It sounds like we're ready to move forward with it. And then, you know, if we have something that works, we'll be able to move forward. Jeremiah probably about Friday said we would be able to fund it. And that's still on track for where we are right now.
Perfect.
Now, I know we're looking for about 100,000. Now, is there a maximum amount that you could use and a minimum amount that you could use so I can have an idea of what type of window we'd be working with here?
Maximum 100, absolute max.
Oh, okay.
That's just where I'd like to keep it, you know?
Okay,
we were talking to somebody else about 60, but vehicles are expensive, so especially construction vehicles.
Sure, okay. Now, let me see here. I'm taking a quick look. Looking at your guys, I can give you, you know, some initial feedback here. We're in the underwriting process, so I had a chance to take a look at the file. Looking at your guys, the sales that you do, these programs, like I said, they're tied directly to that. So I have you clocked in probably tracking to do at about just under 900,000 for the year, which would put us right at that range. You know, usually we can do 10 to 15%. So we'd be looking at, you know, 90 to upwards of 100,000. So it's something that's attainable.
Just so you know, we just signed a contract and we started a project. The contract was 378,000. So we're doing better than what you see.
Oh, so you're going to track to be a little even a little higher than that, though.
Yeah, and I'm signing a contract in 10 minutes for another 16,000. So we're rolling. We're just starting to take off.
Okay, nice. I'll go ahead. I will kind of update the file to put that as a note if we get to the situation where I need to try to push, to increase the approval. I might ask for maybe some documents that show that you guys have
That's
that. It could help.
Got it.
I think at the moment right now, I have enough to work with to shoot for that number.
Now,
a couple other things here. You said you talked to somebody about 60. Have you applied to try to find this financing already?
No, I was just yesterday, I picked up the phone and started calling people. So, I'm just looking for a good rate. And I was asking for 100 with them, too. My husband talked to somebody about 60 without my knowledge, and I thought, wait a minute, we want more than that. So anyway, he got the ball started, and I'm kind of glad because that got me motivated.
Yes.
You know.
Somebody's got to take some action, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're both just really, really busy, which is very good because, like I said, the money's just starting to come in.
Good.
So, but anyway.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, yeah, as far as the amount, I think we're pretty much on pace or on track to get something close to, at least close to that.
Good.
Now, so timeline, we're good. Okay. So also just a little feedback on the file as well. I see it looks like August, there were a few days where the bank account dropped down into the negative. Now,
yep.
was there a specific reason for that? Can you give me a little insight as to what went on? Just because it can help
if I can
tell the story.
Sure, sure. We finished a job and people went on vacation and the funds didn't come through when they should have come through.
Oh, okay.
But as you can see, they were fed immediately. And my bank knows. They call me and say, okay. Did I know I'll be in there at 1 o'clock?
Yeah. I saw that it jumped right back up the next month. So mm-hmm. it looked like mm-hmm. an isolated incident just waiting on payment. But definitely mm-hmm. something good
vacations.
To have an explanation for. Okay.
Vacations. Yep. Vacations. We finished jobs while people are still out of town, and it kind of puts a cramp in our cash flow.
Sure. Okay. All right. Now, I see that you have done working capital loans before. We have,
uh-huh.
I think Jeremiah has the zero balance letter showing that they're paid off, right?
Uh-huh. There's two of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't see those in front of me. Who was that through?
One was Merchant Capital Access. That was the first one. And then the last one was Credibility.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And how did those... I guess, what did you primarily use those for? Was it a similar situation of what we're working with right now?
Similar, but also for payroll.
Oh, for payroll as well. Okay. All right. And what was your
uh-huh.
what was your experience with those? Do you have any feedback? Anything?
Oh,
like?
I hate hard money. I hate it. I hate it. They were fine, but ooh, that coming out every day just really, it was just too stressful because I, you know, managing, paying payments once a month is easy, but every
sure.
day it's just like, oh, give me a break, you know.
Now, during that time, did you guys experience any cash flow issues where the payments were coming but you didn't have the cash there? Where did it ever get to that point?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
Mm-mm.
Perfect.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, because knowing that you have a strong borrowing history will go a long way in trying to get the approval, especially if we're trying to push for a maximum amount here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let me just double check here. Okay. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much what I need to be able to push the file along.
Good.
I'm hoping to have some options for you by tomorrow. Tomorrow
uh-huh.
we should be able to have an idea of the amount that we can get you approved for and the term as well. Did you have any specific, I guess, preference when it comes to the term? You know, did you have anything in mind? Are you looking for the longest possible? Or are you looking for something that matches up a return for what you're using the cash for?
Well, we wanted a line of credit and with 3 years. Does that make sense? I'm driving again. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I have
no
to get
problem.
Out of these people's way.
No problem.
Does that make sense?
So you're looking for a line of credit for 3 years. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you applied for a line of credit before?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. Now, it is something that we have. Looking at the file, to
uh-huh.
be
uh-huh.
completely honest with you, it is. It
uh-huh.
looks like it would be a tough achievement for us to be able to get you approved for
okay.
that. I can absolutely
okay.
try, but I want to be upfront. You know, the likelihood of it happening, it looks pretty slim. I can go forward with that as my first option, but it looks
mm-hmm.
like the second more likely option is going to be to get you something along the lines of hoping for about $100,000, set it up on maybe a 12 to possibly the longest I see would probably be maybe 18 months. And
uh-huh.
that it would initially start with a daily or a weekly payment option.
Mm.
That seems
don't
to
do daily. Don't want to do daily.
Okay. Now,
really don't.
Okay. Sure. I can go ahead and put a note on
mm-hmm.
that. We can
mm-hmm.
try to get you a weekly option.
I'll pass on it. I will totally just walk away from it.
Okay. Okay. That's
okay.
That's good to know.
I do not
yeah.
want to do that. Monthly is my preference.
Okay.
And moving forward, what do I have to, I know I have to clean things up. What do I have to do so I can get a line of credit in the future?
So I actually don't have your personal credit report in front of me right now, but that will play a big role. Another major factor is the cash flow for the business. So the fact that there were a number of negative days within the past 6 months plays a really large factor into that. So
Okay, good
going
to know.
forward, if you're able to, I mean, always we want to prevent that from happening, but if you can actively prevent it for 6 months, it'll put you in a really strong position.
Good. That's what I need to know. See,
Yeah,
if I have the
absolutely.
knowledge, then I can do it.
Oh,
Okay.
absolutely. Yeah, and I'm happy to
Okay.
give you any information I can to help the situation. We're looking to get something here that we can actually work with you, not just one time, but multiple times here going forward.
Thank you. Okay. Sounds good. All
Okay,
right.
well,
Well,
good.
thanks for calling. Anything else?
That does it for me. I think what I'm going to do is pass it along to our credit officer, and like I said, we should
Okay.
have at least some initial feedback with some options for you by tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much, Susan. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.